My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Joining us now on the Westshore Hotline, and of course, Bulldog hates to miss Ross, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. May your game day be delicious. Hi, Ross.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
Pretty good. You ever get sick during a broadcast?
I'm sure I have. I'm not recalling it right now, but I remember some bad situations where I didn't know if I was going to be able to make the broadcast. In fact, the first Eagles preseason game I ever did, and that was 2019, and that was like a dream job for me. And I'm going to tie this in, by the way, to the Bills' opponent Monday night. So this is like a dream gig for me. You know, I grew up a huge Eagles fan. They give me the preseason gig on TV, whatever. I go there the day before for production meetings, and my voice is pretty dicey.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like I've lost my voice, and it's the middle of the summer, so it's not like a cold or anything. But my voice is dicey. So I don't really say much in the production meeting. I'm just trying to let it heal, and I say, I'll be fine tomorrow, and all I do is drink tea and honey and all the things you're supposed to do. I don't talk at all in the morning, not all in the afternoon. As I'm driving to the stadium, I pull over to Starbucks to get another medicine ball to try to keep my voice even better. And as I go to get the medicine ball, I'm like, I mean, like, oh, no. Nothing comes out. So I call the director, and I said, we got a problem. Like, I can't talk. And I'm, like, so embarrassed,
yeah,
right? Like,
yeah.
It's my first game, and I cannot talk. So interestingly, I don't know what happened, but they told Doug Peterson, the Jaguars head coach, was the Eagles' Super Bowl-winning head coach at the time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they told him my voice was struggling because I have to interview him pregame. And I'm telling you, like, hardly anything even came out. And he gave – usually it's three questions. Well, I ask him one question, he goes and goes. Then I ask him another question, he goes and goes, and the interview's over. Because there's usually at least three questions, three or four. And afterwards, I was just like, thank you.
Yep.
And then somehow the first half, it was not great, but I got through it. And then it, like, got better to the point by the second half, my voice was great. I don't really know what that was, because usually when you have laryngitis, it's like the less you talk, the better. But this was like the more I talked, the better. And so, yes, that's the one I remember. And I'm a Doug Peterson guy for life. When I saw him before the next game, I, like, hugged him and said, thank you so much, because he knew I was in a bad spot, and he tried to help me out.
Yeah, that's cool. I'll keep this very short because we can get into some football. My version of that story is with Coach K, Mike Krzyzewski, who was on my show when I was very young. And in those days, I was getting, books, agents were sending books. That's how we had Coach K. It was because he had a book out, different people, Jim Calhoun, Patino, not just basketball coaches. There was a basketball executive, Pat Williams. And I got confused talking to Coach K, Ross, because there were so many of these happening so fast. And this Pat Williams had a story about adopting kids. That was a part of his life story. And so the thing with Coach K had gone really well. He's using my name, and I'm so full of myself. I'm so excited. And I sort of just got a little cocky at the end. And I said, by the way, before you go, did I read that you have 15 kids? I don't know the number, something like that. And he was silent. And because he has no idea why I'm asking him that. And then he goes, he paused and he goes, well, if you count the assistant manager and the trainer, and the manager, I guess it comes out to 15. Yeah. Meaning his team. And he would still have had no idea why I asked him that question, but he kind of saved me by, thinking I was asking about his basketball team. So I was always a fan of his after that. Right. Same thing as with Peterson.
Oh, that is awesome. That's a cool story. It's good to hear.
Thanks. Ross Tucker on the Wester hotline. So the Bills are 2-0. We'll get to Jacksonville, I think. But the Miami game, I mean, Russ, it is happening all over the league. The Bills get this very decisive win, and they do it with an injured Josh Allen, by the way, 139 passing yards, and he didn't even run. And this is, again, like I was looking at Justin Herbert today. He's got 274 passing yards in two games. I'm interested, of course, in your thoughts on the Bills, what, that Dolphins game meant, maybe to both teams. And then we'll get into, I hope, just what you make of what's happening in this area around the league.
Starting with the Bills-Dolphins game, as I think you know, I was in the booth for that one on national radio. And ironically, I don't know if I told you this, but I'll be in the booth Monday back up in Buffalo. I'm doing the Bills' first three games, which is just wild and awesome. Always fun. So I just felt like that was a super, super important game for the Miami Dolphins. They're playing at home on a short week against the team that's been the big dog in the division, the team that they have not been able to beat. And it just seemed like it was very, very, like, it was like now or never. And then the game happened, and it was never. I mean, interestingly, the concern in Buffalo has been about not having, high-end receivers. And so Miami has these two guys making $28 million a year or more or whatever. But as a result, they have, no depth at receiver. And so Tua has two interceptions. One bounces off a guy's chest, that nobody's ever heard of, Grant DuBose. And the other one, Robbie Anderson, who they just promoted from the practice squad that day, runs the wrong route. It's just very interesting, the dichotomy at the receiver position between the Dolphins and the Bills. Here the Bills lose Terrell Bernard, and I made the argument that with Bernard, Milano, and Taron Johnson, first of all, those are the three second-level defenders. Those are the three guys that are off the ball at the second level that they're supposed to have. And also, I think a strong argument can be made that it's the Bills' three best defensive players, and they have none of them. And then these other guys just come out and all play well, and then Ingram gets the pick six, and Vaughn gets pressure, and Ed Oliver, and, it was really a credit to Brandon Bean and the depth of the roster, the way they ran the ball. Just super, super impressive. And not something that I was expecting. I think I picked the Bills to win, but I kind of thought if ever there was a time for the Dolphins, this would be it. And the Bills just absolutely took it to them and once again put themselves in pole position in the AFC East.
Before we get back to sort of that what's happening around the league point question, what should the Dolphins do now? I mean, that happened, of course, the Tua injury. He goes on IR today. Should they try to squeeze out a season here or however many weeks? It's going to be at least four now with Skylar Thompson and Tyler Huntley. If it's even possible to make a bigger move, I mean, that's probably like whoever. I don't know, Russell Wilson maybe or somebody like that. If you're Miami, is something else outside the organization at quarterback right now worth trying?
You know, I think, obviously they brought in Huntley. I think that...
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There's not enough information there yet. And so I think they're going to, they just put two on IR.
Yeah.
So now it's at least 4 weeks of either Skylar Thompson or Snoop Huntley, which gives them, a little bit more information that it's going to be at least 4 weeks. I think you got to see what those guys can do. I kind of thought when it happened, Mike, he's not going to play again this year. I mean, I don't know if he'll play again ever, but I really don't think he'll play again this year. And then the next thing they're saying that he's going to go ahead and maybe he'll play this year or not. But I kind of thought they'd sign Tannehill. I kind of thought they would bring Ryan Tannehill back for the rest of the year and feel like they're giving their team a chance to make the playoffs. I don't know that those guys really, really feel like they have that chance with Skylar Thompson.
Right. Ross Tucker on the Western Hotline. I'm Mike Shope. Bulldog had to jump out early today, not feeling well. Insider calls brought to you by Hellman's Real Mayonnaise. You can purchase Hellman's at your local Walmart or grocery store to add extra deliciousness and creamy flavor to your game day dishes this football season. Do you have thoughts on this point about the trends in the league passing? You know, touchdowns, yards, everything is so low, just dramatically different from especially a couple of years ago. You know, I've read different theories, one being the preseason usage and how so many star players, you know, quarterbacks are just not playing hardly at all in the preseason. That seems logical. Maybe there's other theories at work, too. I think there are. How about you? Will it continue this way?
No, I think the offenses will get better and better as they go. And so I think it's a combination of a few things, one of which is I think the preseason is part of it. I think the less practice time is part of it. There's a lot of new offensive coordinators. And always remember this, okay? If one guy screws up on offense, that play is not going to be successful. If, you know, there are plays in football on defense where theoretically 10 guys could screw up, but the other guy got a sack or the other guy made a play, you know, on defense. So defense, it's a lot easier to overcome one individual's mistake than it is on offense. And offense also needs more continuity, more chemistry to really make it work. And so you need to build that up over time of working together. And I even saw that, I mean, the Arizona Cardinals and Marvin Harrison and Kyler Murray, they did nothing in that week one game against the Bills. And then, you know, he lights up the Rams in the first quarter.
Yeah.
And I think some of that was just a little bit more time together and all that stuff. And then the other thing is, you talk to any defensive coordinators, the book is out that the two things that determine the outcome of games or have the biggest impact on the outcome of games, turnovers, which we all always knew, and then explosive plays, which maybe we didn't. And so now all of these defenses are designed to limit explosive plays. Watch the highlights from 10 years ago as opposed to the highlights now. There are not a lot of 60, 50, 70-yard touchdowns. There just aren't. And so they're making you go the long way. And the issue with going the long way is, especially early in the season, there's going to be penalties. There's going to be turnovers. You know, there's going to be a negative play, and they just can't overcome it. They struggle to overcome it. So I think that's, I think that a combination of those things are the biggest reason why.
Makes sense. I've seen a couple other things, too, that I'd just like to add. One is officiating, illegal formation, illegal shift. Certain of these penalties seem like the so-called point of emphasis penalties as we get into a new season. We saw what happened to the Ravens on the first drive of the season with those illegal formation calls. So those calls are kind of really spiking this year. That might change, too. I mean, the league is not going to want that to be any of this to be the narrative. And also, Ross, I mean, a number of teams and young quarterbacks are just not there yet. And that's, you know, even Caleb Williams so far, Richardson even maybe in week two. And, of course, Bryce Young, quintessentially, that move gets made already here. Did they have to do that, do you think, because of the rest of the team? Because obviously it's early for Carolina, for any team to bail on somebody drafted one overall.
Yeah, man, it's just changed so much, hasn't it? I mean, that never would have happened, I feel like, back in the day. But I guess on some level, you know, you get a new coach there who's trying to establish a new culture and trying to get to a point where, you know, the players trust him and believe in him and buy into what he's preaching. It's really tough when they feel like you're not giving them a chance to win, right? And I know guys are playing for money, and believe me, that was my primary motivating factor for sure, was money and trying to provide financial security or get off at least a great head start financially for my family. But it is tough to ask guys to go out there and play in football games where there's a huge threat of injury, where you're doing damage to your body every time you go out there, and to do that without any chance of the reward of winning, is that's tough.
Right. A couple of minutes left with Ross Tucker. The Eagles and their loss last night, I know you've had a lot to say about it. The end of the game strategy, the Barkley drop, the so-called field goal of death, and Kirk Cousins gets it done in Philadelphia just very easily that last drive. Kind of shocking, Ross. I don't know. Is it shocking to you? I know we've talked, a lot of people have talked about Nick Sirianni and just how he's changed coordinators, just what his footing is there. What do you think? How do you think that stands after last night?
Well, I mean, it was sort of the perfect recipe for sports talk radio in Philadelphia today, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you had several questionable decisions. You had a star player who dropped the ball that would have won the game easily. Then you had, like, a totally ineffective defense on the last drive. I mean, you know, their win percentage was like a 98% win chance that they would win the game. And then they lost it. So it was bad. But I got to tell you, I'm not, like, that surprised. I mean, this is kind of the way a lot of NFL games go. You know, the Ravens lost at home to the Raiders. I mean, so many of these games are close games at the end where, you know, teams felt like they blew it or they collapsed or whatever. You know, as soon as Saquon Barkley dropped that, I knew that it was a distinct possibility. I didn't love the decision to throw it because they have a really, really good offensive line. And it was 3rd and 3. I would have rather seen them run the ball with their quarterback or with Saquon Barkley as opposed to what they did, which obviously didn't work. I didn't think that the I didn't think the risk was worth it for what they did, you know, at the end of that game. And so if it worked, everybody would have said, what a great play call, the confidence that he showed in, you know, Hurts and Saquon, and that was phenomenal, but it didn't work, so now it's all, that was a terrible decision, blah, 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 blah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.